The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Welcome back to Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Let's get into this. In studying the kinetic chain,
yes,
the connection of the body, the kinetic five, and it led me back to thinking about the treatment I've undergone with you, because everything is connected. As I'm getting my movement analyzed and realizing that, hey, the problem I have with the shoulder lift isn't actually my shoulder. My movement coach is saying, no, the problem is your glutes.
Right.
And it reminded me of when I went to treatment for you. I went in for joint pain. Mm-hmm. That was eradicated. And then sciatica was gone. Mm-hmm. And that made sense. Okay, it's connected to the joints. But my sinuses? Mm-hmm. I had a yearly sinus infection for 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And I don't have it. And I've met two or three of your fellow patients who were shocked that their sinus problem went away after having this treatment from you. And it brought me back to the kinetic chain. Now, I don't know that it's the kinetic chain applies to your treatment, but the connectedness does.
It does. What we work with is control systems within the body, normalizing control systems. And the body is always adapting to what's gone on in your life, throughout your life, the things that you've done. CrossFit, you know, things that we've done. I did Aikido for 8 years. And our body is adapted to those. And those adaptions become our problems. Once we restore control back to the control systems, then things begin to start working optimally again. And that's what your trainer's trying to do with you as well. He's trying to get this body to function in its optimal fashion, you see.
Yeah, so now I'm remembering back to when I sustained a neck injury in wrestling. And for my whole senior year, all my coaches made fun of me because I walked around with my neck twisted to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that became an adaptation that I carried for years to, I guess, you know, make up for the fact of this injury. But this also, though, it manifests in these demonstrable ways. You stunned me when I went back in and looked at my x-rays from when I first went in.
Yes.
And the ridges that had gone away,
right,
on my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you told me that was going to happen, but to see the visible evidence, is that an adaptation that we grow these bad ridges?
Well, that's true. They're there for a reason. They don't happen for no reason at all. And so once you remove the reason that they're there, the body sometimes has the ability to correct for them and get rid of them. Other times they stay there, but the problem doesn't progress any further.
This ties me to, I'm hearing a whole lot of people talk all the time about fibromyalgia, and they talk about neuropathy, and those are sort of disease names to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think of them as endpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, and that's correct.
That is right.
That is a very accurate. See, if you take a look at nerves, nerves communicate within the body. Pain is a communication to your brain. Something's wrong. Something's not working right. But if the control systems get disturbed, then they become overactive. And this can lead to things like regional pain syndrome or fibromyalgia. And then there's another thing that can happen, and that is the nerves begin to go to sleep. They begin to die. And that results in a thing called neuropathy, you see. So when you get a neuropathy in the legs, it can result in bizarre symptoms. Like one of the things with neuropathy is it starts feeling like there's a sock bunched up under your toes. And you look and you check, and it's not there. It's neuropathy is what's going on. Now, what I like to see in the patients coming in with neuropathy is if the neuropathy comes and goes, it means those nerves are still alive. And if they're still alive, then we can do something about it.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I've been your patient for 3 years, and I think about you now connected to CrossFit, as you're saying, and training. So let me see if I can map this back to maybe some other people might understand this. I know there's a guy at my gym, and he loves golf. That's his passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's developed a hip problem because mm-hmm. he's lacked this mobility. But that could be, you know, that could be the nerves coming from the shoulder. It could be coming from the neck, the upper cervical area. And these adaptations might be, hey, his shoulder shifted over to make up for this, to make up for that. But he's just feeling it in his hip, right?
That's right. And you see a lot of golfers, even like Tiger Woods, has been through at least 4 back surgeries, I believe. And these surgeries are, you know, the best effort to try and solve a problem at hand. But the golfing has certain, it uses the body in certain ways. In fact, every form of exercise, there is a culture around it, and it uses the bodies in the body in certain ways, and those ways lead to problems. So, like, I work with a professional golfer, and he's young. He's in his 20s. I don't want him to end up like Tiger Woods. So we're building into his program of care. He's already got back pain. So we're dealing with that. That's getting better. But we've got to retrain his body to be able to enable him to do this for the next 20, 30 years without ending up like a lot of the pros do.
Yeah, but sometimes the problems come from not having activity, but being busy sitting at our desks, right?
Well, so true. If you take a look at society, you're going to find that all of our work is done in a 3x4 box in front of us. Computer, working on driving the car, working on watching TV, and that leads to this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was like the veal cage. Not to be blunt, but we do live our lives in these little cages, right? Mm-hmm. Trains, airplanes. And who would you rather have someone be doing? Really vigorous exercise, getting knocked around, or sitting all day?
The first. Yes.
So there's going to be listeners who are not yet patients of yours, and they're hearing us talk about an active life, but sometimes you're forced to sit in these sedentary ways. But that also affects the adaptation, and that's also something that you can help people with.
Yes, and those adaptions become more and more of a problem as we get older. And you'll find that those adaptions in our society, one feeds on top of the other, feeds on top of the other. And guess what? We call that aging.
And all of a sudden, this little problem you have because your stool wasn't correctly aligned or your desk was not particularly ergonomic, now that's gone through that chain, and all of a sudden it's pain in the feet, or as you said, it's neuropathy or cases like that, or the hip.
Yeah. Or with time and breakdown, it can start affecting the sinuses. It can result in headaches. It can start resulting in asthma. Many of these other things can begin to evolve and develop with time with this breakdown in the body. Part of what we try and do with our practice members is we try and train them how to do things in their life to start offsetting the breakdown. I mean, we're going to drive. We drive cars. That's not going to change. But we can build into their lives things that will offset that. We use the slant board and things like that, which you've probably experienced when you've come in the office. And we do that to try and break down old patterns and habits so that the body can once again become healthy.
Yeah, I love it. I have experienced that, Dr. Yardley. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.
All right, this will be a good one. Got a good friend, listener to the radio station, Ralph from Gig Harbor, also a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Ralph, good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I went to see Yardley.
Yeah.
Mainly it was I have sciatica, which hurts to sit. I mean, you can't sit for more than a few seconds, and it just was bad. I either stood up or laid down. And then I went to the doctor and he gave me pain pills and things like that to try to make it feel better. And that took some of the edge off so you can sit and get by life. But I wasn't happy with that. And I had a friend that went to Dr. Yardley and told me about him and suggested I do a consultation. So I went and got the consultation, and the good news was he could help me. Quick x-rays and, talking about it. And before you know it, I was in there getting adjustments, light adjustments and measurements and things like that. And I liked all that. You know, he shows you, walks you through everything you need to know about what he's going to do. And then he does it. And he's really calming, really nice man to talk to.
And were you like me? Were you surprised at how gentle the treatment is from Dr. Yardley? Because you know,
Oh my gosh, yeah. How was I? I was told it was going to be gentle, so yeah. I knew a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to be that gentle.
Yeah,
you know, just a little bit of pressure here and there.
Yeah,
and you know, and then the results started coming in, and before you know, it was probably 3 weeks where I really started to feel like, you know, this is really starting to work.
Yeah,
and you know, he made it so I could understand how it works, how your brain body connection, if it's broken, you know, your body can't heal right. So to get that lined up to where your brain and body work together to heal itself, it was amazing to me. And I'm not a pain pill, pain medicine kind of person, so I like to not take anything if I can.
Yeah. So how's that changed your life, Ralph, now that you've experienced this care and these conditions have subsided? How's it changed your daily life?
Well, it's been probably 2 years since I started the treatment, and I'm on a three-month visit now where he just checks me out. You know, I haven't had any pain for over a year at all, or any kind of adjustment or anything. It's just a quick measurement, see how things are going. So that's really affected my life to where I feel like, you know, I don't have that anymore at all. I can sit for hours and not have my foot go numb or tingles up and down my leg, my left leg. So, yeah, it's really affected my life. I mean, it was hard to work, hard to bend down. I have a really physical job, so there's a lot of bending, standing up, sitting down. You know, you have to move all day long. So being 56 years old, it's nice to not have that pain in my back and, you know, getting home and having to take a pain pill or something to go to sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
It really made a big difference.
No kidding. And you drive from, you're up in the Gig Harbor area. So, I mean, that's a ways to travel. So it's worth it for you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good hour drive each way, you know. So, yeah, definitely worth it. I would drive another 2 hours if I had to, you know, just to get to him being so, I'm so appreciative of all the work they've done, you know, and the way I feel now is just 100% better.
And
I haven't had my sciatic nerve being bad for, you know, over a year.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. It's often I've met a lot of fellow patients like you, Ralph, who are sometimes surprised by a condition that went away. I forgot I had sciatic, and I had it, but not as bad as you did. But it used to really bug me when I was standing up. That went away, and I didn't realize it had gone until I talked to my friend Ron Upshaw, who's on Chiro Radio. He had the same experience. My headaches went away, but the big surprise for me was my sinuses. I used to get a yearly sinus condition, an infection every year. I haven't gotten it since I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley. Did you have any surprise effects like that in your care?
I did. I had a little bit of a skin condition where I had some kind of like rashing thing going on, redness, itchy, and that went away. So I was pretty happy about that. You know, since all this treatment has started.
It's amazing. I hear this every time.
What's that?
Oh, I just hear this every time.
Oh, yeah.
So
I would definitely say if you have other ailments, they're probably going to clear up. You know, there's a good chance of something else clearing up, you know.
So what do you say, Ralph, as we close this out, what do you say to the people who, they'll hear us, they'll hear my experience, they'll hear your experience, Ralph, they'll hear the thousands of other KC Tish listeners who've been helped by Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute, but they sit on the fence. What do you say to those people?
I would say give Dr. Yardley a chance, do the consultation. If he can help you, he's going to let you know he's going to help you. Everything's up front on about what he's going to, if he can't help you, he's going to let you know right there and then he can't help you. But if he says he can help you, he's going to help you. And I think it's really worth it to give it a shot. And that's what I would say to your listeners.
Yeah. Well, last thing real quick, what's a 10-second message from you straight to the Yardley Institute?
Oh, I'm so appreciative of all the help they've given me. And, you know, I probably would have paid three times of what I paid, you know, if I knew what was going to happen. So I'm just really appreciative. Big, big old thank you and hugs to everybody there.
Well, thank you, Ralph. You've been great. I appreciate it. I appreciate you tuning into the radio station when you can. If you next time you're in the Seattle area, you give us a call, pop in, let's shake hands.
All right. Sounds good, Todd.
All right. Appreciate it, Ralph. Have a great day. There it is. Ralph's story. So common when people finally make the decision to stop living in pain and they go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I can't figure this out. You want to talk about retirement.
That's correct, retirement.
All right, lay it on us.
Okay, well, us baby boomers are fast approaching this thing called retirement. Now, people save for retirement, and when it comes to retire, they now have to make the money that they've saved last for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
Now, we look at retirement, and every day is a holiday. I mean, we look forward to it. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but we still need money to get us through it. Some people don't save. They just assume Social Security is going to do it for them.
Right.
Many of us don't realize that our health and our lives are somewhat like the petrol gauge on some vehicles. As the speedometer goes up, the petrol gauge goes down. In other words, they go in opposite directions to each other in
sure.
equal proportion.
Yep.
So the longer we live, the more opportunity there is for our health to go down. And it really doesn't have to be that way. At the beginning of life, we're actually given one tremendous inheritance, and it's called our health.
Right.
And it's our responsibility to make that last for the rest of our lives.
To maintain it.
Yes. Most of us spend our inheritance by simply ignoring our health or taking it for granted.
Sure.
Now, when it sends a call for help by getting sick, we tend to turn to disease care as a system to try and patch it up. And during spells when we have no symptoms, we simply assume that all is okay. Now, I, like many other doctors out there, have spent decades of my professional career consulting with literally thousands of people who are just seeking to patch this up or to get something else gone.
They just want to solve the problem. They want to make the pain go away.
That's it. They just want that. And the problem with that approach is that it's a containment approach. It really does not address the underlying breakdown in health.
The long-term breakdown in health.
Yeah. It's like, let's say you've got a roof that needs to be replaced, and let's say it's leaking on you. You got a choice. You can get a good new roof, or you can patch the thing up. Now, if you patch it up, you haven't replaced the roof. It's still an old, worn-out roof.
You're going to have a long-term problem. It's going to cost you more to patch it up over time than it is just to go ahead and get the thing fixed.
Exactly. At the Yardley Institute and through our radio programs, we have seriously tried to increase people's awareness of the importance of being proactive. Consider your health something worth investing in. And don't wait until you lose it to try and get it back.
Dr. Yardley, can you tell me about a patient who came to you with this kind of long-term approach?
I certainly can. We have a gentleman here. I'm going to call him Rod. He's in his early 60s, and he came to see me about a year ago.
Okay.
And the prime reason that he came to see me was quality of health improvement.
So he wasn't, like, suffering from some extreme pain. He kind of was looking, taking a long view of this.
Right. Not that he may not have had health issues, but really he understood this concept, and he understood it well.
Okay.
And so he came in. We ran some testing on him to see if he was indeed a candidate for what we did. And we found that he had the markers. He had one leg shorter than the other. He had one hip higher than the other. He had a rotation in the hip. So he was like a crab facing in one direction, but walking in another. And so as we looked at this, we recommended that we do some closer testing and perhaps take some images or some x-rays. And we did. When we measured it, we found that he did have serious pressure on that brain-body connection. In fact, you know, if you take the database of people that come to doctors that do the kind of work that I do, the average is 2.25 degrees.
Okay.
He was 6.75 degrees.
So he was pretty twisted.
Oh, really? It was like way up there.
Okay.
So he opted to undergo some care with us. So we began the care. We went in and you know, I think I'm pretty good at what I do. But I will tell you, there's no way I'm going to take 6.75 degrees and make zero out of it in one adjusting session.
Really? That's a tough one.
Oh, if we can get 50%, we're off to a good start. And the beauty of it, his body doesn't know the difference right away. It will later,
okay.
But not right away. So we got a good correction, and we got over 50% of it out.
Nice.
Yeah, and things seemed to progress quite nicely with him. And as he followed through and continued with his care, the things he was holding, we got him adjusted. I went back in. I got it down to less than 20%. So it was last month, and he came in, and now he's on wellness care, where we don't see him very much at all. And he handed me a sheet of paper.
Okay, I'll bite. What was on the piece of paper, Lee?
He graphed the improvements in the irregularity of his heartbeats.
Oh, he had an irregular heartbeat? What kind of arrhythmia did he have?
It was a sinus arrhythmia. It means that the heart can go fast, it can go slow, but it just doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
So what did the chart show?
It showed that he was out of rhythm 55% of the time prior to entering care with us.
So more than half of the time his heart was out of rhythm.
Right. Within 8 weeks, it dropped to 25%.
Uh-huh.
And by last month, which was a year
yeah.
later, it was down to 5.6% of the
month. Let me get this right. in the year that he's been with you, half of the time or more than half of the time his heart was out of rhythm before, and now 95% of the time his heart is beating normally.
Exactly correct.
Well, that's a pretty dramatic change.
It is. Amazing what the body can do.
But so you're not saying you cured that?
Oh, no. No, the body healed that. But apparently it was directly linked to that compromise in the brain-body connection.
So the brain-body connection, when the two are connected again, what does that do exactly, Lee?
It restores control systems. It restores communication so the body can once again do what it knows how to do so well.
And what does it know how to do so well?
Heal itself.
Really?
Yes.
So you're not really curing arrhythmia. What you're really doing is helping the body to cure the arrhythmia itself.
Correct. Removing that which is stopping the body from healing.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Deanna. And she's had a hard time. Tell me a little bit about her.
She's a music minister. She plays. And she brought to us issues that she'd had her entire life. But the problem was they were getting worse. They've been getting worse over the last 4 years. And she'd been through extensive diagnostic workups, MRI and x-rays, et cetera. Uh-huh. And she had to sleep with ice packs every night.
I want to talk to her. Let's invite her in.
Sounds good.
Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be able to share with you.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Deanna, we like to start by asking people, I know that you were a music minister. I was curious about the various maladies, the things that you were suffering from when you went to see Lee. And I understand you had a long history of back and neck pain. Tell me about that.
I had two really serious head injuries when I was a little girl, and I kind of think that's where it came from. And I just, ever since I was in my 20s, had low back, neck, upper back pain that just got worse. And now I'm in my 50s, and everything just kind of progressed and got worse.
Had you gone to see somebody about this? Had you had any clinical work done?
Oh, yeah, lots. I've seen five chiropractors over the years, had a lot of spinal manipulation, saw a massage therapist, obviously had drugs on hand to occasionally take. But I just reached the point in the last 5 years where, in addition to just constant pain and neck stiffness, I began having unpredictable and explosive bursts of pain in my neck, which quite frankly frightened me. And I just felt like my neck was going to break. On top of that, I felt like my nervous system was just increasingly on edge, and I was having problems with shaking and tremors. And I was just nervous and jumpy. My body was just out of control.
You were having some trouble sleeping? Do I understand that to be correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big problems with insomnia and migraines.
How much were you sleeping a night?
There was quite a few years there where it was maybe 2 to 6 hours a night.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a crazy woman. So I'm amazed my husband stayed.
So you ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
That was the best choice I ever made. And I'm so grateful because my husband, Lonnie, listens to your show all the time. And he kept mentioning Dr. Yardley. And I'm ashamed to admit, but he finally said, why don't you go see Dr. Yardley? And I just said, an infomercial? Really? And I was skeptical. I was super skeptical. Dr. Yardley just turned the whole thing around. And what I loved the most about it was Dr. Yardley's little adjustment. You hardly know. You don't know anything's happening.
Yeah, what was your impression after you got adjusted?
I was amazed because I did. Some people said they didn't feel anything, but I didn't feel anything when you did the adjustment, But afterwards, I felt little tingles go across the top of my head, like for the first time in a long time, blood was going to my brain. And it just felt really good. I just felt my body kind of relax.
Now, my understanding is that you've been under Dr. Yardley's care for a while. Are you still sleeping on ice packs?
You know, I don't use the ice packs anymore. That's right. I slept on ice packs every night. I don't use the ice packs anymore. I sleep well. I rarely have pain. When I do have a little twinge of pain, it's very short and very mild, and it comes and goes quickly. Man, I can ride in a car, which I couldn't do that for a long time. I couldn't ride in a car for longer than 5 minutes, and I can just cook and do chores, and I mean, yeah, my whole life has changed. I'm mostly pain free.
And your husband has chosen to remain with you.
He has. And I gotta tell you, one of the really significant things is, you know, we love to camp and hike, and it's in the Canadian Rockies, and while we were camping there, we took really two really difficult hikes, and one of them was 8 miles round trip, and it was steep. And I did all the hiking and all the camping without one single back pain.
Wow.
And yeah, I know, that's unprecedented. So I'm trying to convince my husband that he needs to come to Dr. Yardley now.
That's good. We like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole family going.
Yeah, so it's really been my miracle.
I have a question for you, Deanna.
Yes.
What message do you have to the wives of husbands who are busy trying to tell them that they need to come in and see us or come and listen to our program?
Yeah, I know. You know, my advice would be your skepticism is understandable, but it's ill-founded, and don't wait. Because life is so much better when you don't have pain and when you've got energy. It's just so much better. My life is so different. I never thought it could be like this.
I think that's good advice.
Deanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a good afternoon.
You do the same.
Dr. Yardley, that is just an amazing story.
It is, and she's an amazing lady.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we haven't talked about carpal tunnel syndrome in quite some time, and it's notably common nowadays with people spending their days at a desk, at a computer, tapping on the keyboard. What is it? What's carpal tunnel really?
It's so true that it is becoming more and more prevalent in our society. It's a condition where there is thought to be a collapse of the bones in the wrist entrapping the nerve, resulting in numbness in the hands and fingers. Typically starts to show when you're sleeping at night. You'll wake up, your hands asleep, you'll shake them back out, but then starts beginning to be a problem during the day too.
Now, you're not going to come on here and say, we can cure carpal tunnel syndrome.
Not at all. Not any more than we would claim anything else. We don't claim to cure. The body heals itself.
Now, explain that real quickly. When you say the body heals itself, we're talking about lining up the cranium with the spine correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean?
Well, you know, a cut heals itself in 2 weeks. The body produces a baby in 9 months. The body is a self-healing, self-creating, self-regulating entity. So if it's not doing the job right, there's got to be some reason, some interference.
Sure.
One of the more common interferences that we've found clinically over the past 30-plus years has been a compromised brain-body connection. And the place that this can most easily occur is at the very top of the neck, with the head not sitting straight on the neck. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the sheer mass of the skull – starts creating compensations in the lower part of the neck, which just happens to be where the nerves exit that go down to the arms, hands, and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your keys or tip-offs that this is indeed what's causing it is when it occurs on both sides.
Mm.
If you've got wrist going on both sides, it's probably got to go back to a common cause. Not the wrist, not the elbows, not the shoulders, but back to the neck.
So we're back to talking about carpal tunnel.
Yes.
So this is happening on both wrists.
Yes.
As opposed to just one.
It's okay, probably a neck issue.
Okay, so give me an example. You say that you've worked with some people with carpal tunnel syndrome with some pretty good success?
Well, yes. We had one gentleman, his wife actually, Amber, had been a patient for years.
Okay.
And was just a really big endorser of the work that we did. Her mother was also a practice member at the Institute. And anyhow, he kind of really resisted it. And she'd be telling me about it, and he reached a point where he had carpal tunnel in both hands, and it wasn't until he missed 3 days of work in a row because he couldn't. And what he does for a job is he replenishes fire extinguishers.
Right.
And so at any rate, reluctantly, he came in, but and really in a lot of pain.
So we had a skeptic in pain. Is what we had.
We did, very much so. Very much so.
Okay.
With a wife that really believed in what we did.
That's reassuring. Okay.
It was. And so anyhow, we accepted him for care.
Okay.
And we started with his initial correction. And we worked with him. He was back to work the next week. A month, 2 months into it, he was doing much, much better. And these days, he functions basically pain-free unless this resubluxates. And now he knows
well,
that.
Well, you just used one of those technical doctor kind
this
of
this is when we get a compromised brain-body connection.
Uh-huh.
It's at the very top of the neck where the head is sitting crooked on the neck.
Uh-huh.
And when that goes out, for him, he's in the next day. He knows what works. He is in the next day.
And so it can reoccur. And quite often does?
Well, what happens is people, especially people like this gentleman, who really don't want to come in and see us,
mm-hmm.
and wait till it's so damaged.
Mm-hmm.
When they do come in, we can help them a lot. But by then, there's a programming in the nervous system of the way it was, and it has a tendency sometimes to default back to that old programming.
Sure. Now, you had another patient that you were going to talk about, too?
This is a gentleman that actually travels over from Poulsbo for care and has done so for the past 5 years. And certainly, carpal tunnel was one of a list of issues that he had. And for him, you know, he was unable to work, not just because of this, but because of a syndrome of issues that were going on.
Okay.
So we accepted him for care and started working with him. And within his first 6 weeks of care, he reported that his wrists were doing 50% better.
50% better?
50% better.
That's pretty quick.
Yes. Yes. That was a good change. And for him, once again, one of those situations that we're sort of the last resort when he's tried a dozen other things.
Sure.
And he continues to do good, although, about 50-60% improvement in the wrists are about as much as we've been able to achieve with
now,
him.
Now, why does that happen? So sometimes, often, you have, 90% or better elimination of the pain.
Right.
And then occasionally you have something like this where maybe it persists a bit longer than you expected it to, or just persists, period. Why does that happen?
It's a thing called limitations of matter. It means that the body has a limited capability of repairing because of permanent damage. Like, for instance, I have one guy that comes to see me, Don, and he's a triple amputee.
Okay.
He has one arm. He's a veteran from the Vietnam War. And both legs gone and one arm gone. He's got one arm to work with.
Okay.
And this guy's amazing. He can get around with his wheelchair. He and I are real clear on one thing. No matter how good I reconnect his brain with his body, he is not going to grow another arm and two legs back, you see.
Yeah, sure.
So there's permanent damage there. Now, that's pretty obvious. But you'll find that with conditions, it's more subtle. It's more difficult to predict.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we, based on my clinical experience, I can accurately predict it. And other times, many times, we can't. What we have to do is reconnect the brain with the body, and then let's see what it's capable of.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
and you can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to meet and chat with the fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Cher joins us. Cher, welcome. It's good to chat with you.
Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
It's well. Hi, Cher. Hey, there's Dr. Yardley as well. Cher, by the way, lives in Texas, and she's not the only patient of Dr. Yardley I know who comes from out of town to get the great treatment I've had with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Doc, great to talk with you.
Well, thank you. It's good to connect with you again.
I wanted to ask you just to maybe talk with Cher about the gentle, non-invasive treatment, how that's worked for her, and I'm just curious about if she's had some of the same experiences I have.
Yes, of course. So Cher, when you first came to us, you were dealing with some issues. You were dealing with some issues, pain across the shoulders, and I think they'd been diagnosed as a partially torn rotator cuff on the right side. Is that correct?
Yes. I fell on a banana peel. I know that's the most inane thing that anybody could ever do, but I actually slipped and fell on a banana peel at a grocery store, and I had hurt my back and my shoulder and my neck.
Well, Cher, I think that's kind of special because I see people with that come in with torn rotator cuffs, and generally the attitude is, even mine to some extent, you can only get that repaired surgically. But as I talk about with a lot of our practice members, a lot of these diagnoses aren't necessarily accurate. In your case, you started under care with us. Why don't you tell us how that went for you?
Well, surgery was going to be the only solution and the only thing I could do for my shoulder and for the pain that I had. But I found out that that wasn't the case, and I have perfect use of my arm and my shoulders now.
That's wonderful because, you know, a lot of us spend our time in front of computers all day long. And I know a little bit about what you do, and you do a lot of that. Now, it's important to be able to do that and be pain-free and not have problems.
I spend hours a day at a computer screen, and it just has made worlds of difference. I can work without the pain in my arm, without the pain in my hand, and without the pain going across my back and shoulders that was just excruciating. I was on heavy pain meds, and it still wasn't taking care of the pain.
And not only did you have pain, you also had a grinding in that right shoulder, if I remember correctly, as well. And the pain would be a sharp pulsating pain, which is kind of attention getting, isn't it?
Yeah, it managed to get my attention just fine.
Now, you had a knee replacement. You had a knee replacement in your left knee back in 2017. And one of the things that you talked about in the improvements was that the knees were feeling 80% better. So I'm assuming you must have still been in some degree of pain after the actual surgery. Is that right?
I was having a lot of pain, not only in my knee, but my foot and my lower leg were always bright red. And now I actually look like I have legs from the same person.
That's very good. Now, you were dealing with some nauseousness as well. You didn't feel so well. And I think that improved too, didn't it?
That totally went away with the very first treatment I had. I know Debbie had told me, you've got to go in and see him. He will fix it. You will feel better. Just stay a few more days till you can get in and see him. And it was like, no chiropractors I've been to him. I just could not believe that it would make that much difference. But yes, I just couldn't eat. I was just so nauseated. And the nausea ended, and it really hasn't been back.
That's wonderful. You know, and you've made several trips back. I know you're back again right now. We're talking to you, and you've been coming in here recently.
Just because I got in a car accident, somebody had the audacity to rear-end me. I knew where I needed to go, and that meant I had to take a plane trip, regardless of COVID-19, and come up to Seattle and see somebody who could make a difference. And it's worth the plane trip and everything else. It's like a whole new life.
So, Cher, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm also a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley's, and I had this experience of being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive the treatment was, and what a great teacher Dr. Yardley was, talking about the brain-body connection. And I wonder if you had that same experience of after the first treatment, just being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive it was. And for me, the healing improvement was so quick. Did you share any of those commonalities?
Oh, I so did. It was amazing to me. I come from a family of chiropractors, and so to have something so gentle where there's no bone crunching, no cracking, no popping, no pain associated with it, no stillness, being able to walk out and just be totally changed and feel so much better. And I love the screens that he's got in his office. They show about the nerves in the brain and how they connect to the different parts of the body. And when he could fix one minor thing between my skull and my neck, and my stomach is fixed. I mean, immediately fixed. I absolutely love Dr. Yardley, and I love the clinic and the people there. You guys have been so good to me. You've made my life better.
That's what we're here for, Cher. And thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Bye.
You know, Dr. Yardley, I would say that was an amazing story, except this is what I've come to expect at the Yardley Institute. I'm so happy for Cher. How does it feel to you all these years? Do you still get a thrill out of helping people's bodies restore their ability to heal themselves?
I never get sick of hearing it, but it also amazes me, too, that the power of the body to heal itself, because while what we do is not a cure-all. We see miracles every day, not because we're that great, but because the body itself is that great, and we're able to tap into that and empower the body to be able to heal itself. So, no, I love this. This is why we do what we do. It makes every day newer and better than the day before.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.